I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at Shopify.ie. That's Shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we'd like to welcome back to our programme Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture as one of our sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast, because they have something really good over the next while. This is the deal of the century.
Now, guys, this is one of these things that when they're gone, they are literally gone. So, as Adrian says, we have a great deal for you, because if you've been thinking about upgrading your stairs and landing, and to be honest with you, the one part of your house where the carpet always wears down is the landing and the stairs.
Absolutely, yeah,
of course. Little brats running up with dirty shoes. So if you were thinking of upgrading your stairs and landing, they have got a fantastic offer for you right now. A full stairs and landing package for just €500.
Say that again? How much?
I sound a bit more surprised.
Authoritative, yeah. Okay.
A full stairs and landing package for just €500, reduced from €1,099 for Opinions Matter listeners.
That is a great deal, it really is.
You can literally get your full stairs and landing done for 500 quid.
Now, that includes a high-quality canvas-back carpet and heavy-duty underlay, everything you need, all in. And they currently have 95 rolls of carpet in stock to choose from. So there's something to suit every style. But as they say, once they're gone, they're gone. This offer is only available while stocks last.
Yep.
And to make things easier, they have a completely free measure and sample service anywhere across Dublin and the surrounding areas. Where can I pop in to see them, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, they have two stores, actually, Adrian. One in Artane, just near the roundabout there.
Yeah, it's just on Harmonstown Road, yeah.
And the other one, Adrian, is in
Rush in County Dublin.
Yes, right on the main street there in Rush.
Yep, it is on Upper Main Street.
Or if you don't want to visit, you can just go onto their website.
carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. So once again, for a limited time only, you can transform your stairs and landing for just €500. Get in touch with Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, and don't forget to tell them Opinions Matter sent you. Like I said, that's really a great deal.
Yeah. And then just stop letting the kids wear shoes in the house as well.
Oh, really?
That should be part of the ad.
Ban shoes
from the house.
They won't sell any carpet.
Oh no, wear shoes. Wear dirty shoes in the house.
Anyway, check them out. carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com on the web, and find out about getting that deal. €500 for your stairs and landing. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Any chance you can cover this topic? That's the starting line from a message that we got over the last couple of days from one of our listeners. And I want to read the message that this listener sent to us and get your opinion on this. I went to such and such a secondary school. She actually named the secondary school, but There's no real need to name it.
Now, from
except
what
that it was on the south side of Dublin.
And from what I believe, that school no longer exists. However, we have to be very careful because the person that she's talking about does have a social media following. And these, I'm not doubting, by the way, her story. I think Becky's story sounds legit.
Yep.
But we only have one side of the story, so we're not prepared to ruin a woman's reputation by identifying her.
So, here's what she said. I went to such and such a secondary school, which is on the south side of Dublin, and I was bullied pretty badly for the 6 years I was there by two main girls in my class. They made my life hell, mainly psychological. They turned the whole year against me. They used to spread false stories about me being pregnant and having sex with loads of boys. Nearly every day for a whole school year, they made fun of my appearance. They were both sadistic. Anyway, for the last 10 years, I've been living in Australia. I came home almost a year ago. I found your podcast. I also found that one of my bullies is now a secondary school teacher and very active on social media. She has a big social media following and uses it to give students and parents advice on school stuff. I was looking at her stuff and I felt sick to the pit of my stomach that she's portraying herself as this perfect person after what she put me through. My husband thinks I should expose her for what she was like, and I do have evidence, by the way. I've been thinking about it all weekend. I reached out to you guys because I know you were bullied in school. Should I expose her to her fans? I'm not a vindictive person, and I know it was 15 years ago, but this woman is teaching kids and portraying herself as the perfect teacher, social media influencer, all round good egg is the way she's portraying herself.
And she doesn't have a huge following. I was looking at her page.
Big enough.
Yeah, good few thousand people. It's very popular now, teachers to be on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and giving advice and stuff like that. I just want to pull you up as well, Becky. I know we said this to you off air as well, but I wasn't bullied in school. Adrian was, I wasn't. So just to clear that up, I was never bullied in school, thank God. So maybe that will determine my...
One of the things that I've always said about bullying is it's something...
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, don't make it about yourself.
Well, no, one of the things that I've always said about bullying is it's something that stays with you for the rest of your life.
I know, I've no doubt.
Okay?
No doubt.
And obviously, Becky's seeing this woman, who's a secondary school teacher with a fairly sizable social media following as an influencer, and she's giving talks on her videos about everything and anything to do with education, to do with parenting.
I mean, there is one post.
There is one post, by the way, about bullying that I saw.
And there's another post about how to be kind in school.
Mm.
Okay, here is my take on this, guys. And it may be controversial and some of you may disagree with me, but here's the thing. You cannot judge somebody in adulthood for what they did when they were a stupid teenager. Because if that were the case, we all did things. And bullying, by the way, is disgraceful. It's disgusting.
It is.
If anybody bullied my kids, I'd kill them. I'd literally kill them. It's the worst thing you can do. And from what it sounds like, this girl made Becky's life hell for 6 years.
Correct.
And it was...
Had the whole class against her. She must have had a horrible existence in school. Yeah. I'd say she hated it.
Yeah. And it was psychological bullying. Is that as bad or is it worse than physical bullying?
Worse, I think.
I don't know.
But anyway, they made her life hell for 6 years. And then she goes off to Australia. And maybe it was all related. She just wanted out of this kip. Went off to Australia and lived a life there for 10 years. So, came back here last year and suddenly sees... Well, no, she only saw her on social media over the last while, but discovers that the girl who bullied her is now a, and I'll use air quotes, respected teacher now, giving advice on social media about parenting, about bullying. I mean, there's one video that I saw, and she's talking...
Be very careful.
Yeah, no, but she's talking about bullying. And the way she talks to camera about bullying, you'd think butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. And yet she literally put Becky through the ringer when she was
maybe
in school.
Maybe she can't remember.
What do you mean she can't remember?
A lot of people can't remember.
You said there a couple of minutes ago that what you do as a child shouldn't influence how you...
I think we grow up. You can't... We've
had a conversation on this podcast before about juvenile offenders carrying on criminal convictions into their adult life, and you think it's a disgrace, yeah? What's the difference here? this young one and the other girl made Becky's life an absolute misery for the time she was in school.
Bullying is the most disgusting thing. It does have...
But what are you saying to Becky? Get over yourself.
No.
Leave that woman be.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
So there she is. She's on social media and she's giving parents... She's talking to parents about bullying. If you suspect your child is being bullied, sit down and talk to your child and approach the school and blah, blah, blah. This whole fucking thing about bullying, yet she was that bully only 15 years ago. I think Becky should expose her. I think Becky should let people know, well, actually, little Miss Fauntleroy, you were a bully when you were a child.
So ruin this woman's career and the whole lot.
No, it'll ruin her social media presence. It won't ruin her career as such, but it could.
But you used to be against cancel culture, and now you're supporting cancel. That's what it is. It's cancel culture.
No, it's because this woman is. If she was a social media influencer, selling clothes, or
what's Leanne saying there? Can we get Leanne on? Leanne, come on and say that to my face. You'd easily know that Jeremy wasn't bullied. I said I wasn't bullied. It's not my fault I wasn't, but you want me to have been bullied. But I'm entitled to have an opinion on the topic. And
if this woman was on social media selling makeup brands or doing what others say, living in Dubai or whatever.
It is a bit weird that someone who was a bully in school
is giving advice on bullying.
Or became a teacher.
It's disgusting.
But sorry, do you not think there's lots of teachers who probably were? There's lots of people who...
But none of them have a social media presence in the way in which this woman has, where she is giving advice to students and to parents about subjects like bullying, because she was that little bitch when she was growing up.
So what do you want? And she was a bitch, yeah. What do you want done to her?
She says I should expose her to her fans.
What do you want?
Expose her to her fans. Comment on some of her posts saying, how are you? Do you remember bullying me as a kid?
So you want to see one of those videos where someone sits at the camera and goes, I wasn't going to post this, and I thought long and hard about posting it, but here we go, such and such, and she names the teacher. I went to school...
Screen grab of her social media profile.
Yeah, I went to school with this woman, and she was horrific to me. By the way, the shame on that school. And that was a reputable school when it was around. Shame on that school for allowing that to happen for 6 years.
It still happens to this day.
And
schools can't do anything about it.
Really?
Anyway, the bottom line is Becky wants to expose this woman. And again, we're not identifying her deliberately because...
Absolutely. It's not our job.
We've only got one side of this story. But I have looked through her timeline of videos and reels and whatever. And if I were Becky, I would be sick to the pit of my stomach as well, because she's literally holier than thou on the videos. If your child is experiencing bullying, let me give you these suggestions.
And by the way...
Fuck off.
And by the way, that was a bit sanctimonious, over. And by, we'll be talking to Sarah in a moment, and her point is, I love her point, expose the gee bag, end of. But sorry, a lot of you people who are calling out this woman for bullying, you're bullies as well. You bully myself and Adrian on social media. We get bullied on social media all the time. By adult bullies.
Yeah, but I have a thick skin, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't matter. So all of you with your thinking your shit doesn't stink, you've a lot of you have bullied us on social media. So think about that for a second.
Like should
it's one thing be the bully when you're 17 years of age. You know,
so what are you saying to her? She should get over herself. Leave the past in the past.
No, you should contact her and give her the opportunity to sit down with her and say...
To sit down with her for what?
I say, I was an absolute bitch. I was horrible. I made your life hell. I want to make amends, maybe. Or give her the chance. But to ruin the woman's career over something... Said we all did stupid... You did a lot of stupid things when you were younger.
But you don't believe that a little joyrider who smashes up cars at 17 should get off scot-free when he becomes an adult, do you? No, you don't. Same thing. Same difference. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved. Here's Leah.
Hey lads, I'm just in work. I won't be able to take the call, but I can give you a quick comment, I suppose. I just wouldn't agree with the person outing the other person who bullied them. Just because it was 15 years ago, I think you should kind of move on with your life. Most kids and teenagers aren't the nicest of people, and I feel like we've all grown as we got into adulthood, and I feel like that would be the same said for this particular person who bullied as well.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Sarah. So, Becky goes off to Australia for 10 years and she comes back to Ireland and in the last couple of weeks discovered that the girl who made her life absolute hell as a teenager in school is now a holier-than-thou secondary school teacher and a social media influencer talking to parents and to children. What do you think of this?
Hour. Do a video yourself and hour. And the more backup you have, the better. Hour. Ruin her life if you can. Ruin her. And if you know where she lives, box the head off her now that you're an adult. Ruin her. Destroyer. Like, people, got, like, I know, Jeremy, you're saying you don't get bullied, but you actually do, because people give you stick every day of your life.
He did admit that just a minute ago.
Bullying is a different kettle of fish. I left a few weeks before my leaving here because of this cow that was bullying me. I won't say names, but she tries to add me on Facebook every now and again, like, the weirdo, like, all because I didn't want to be her friend, she bullied me because I didn't want nothing to do with her because she was a lunatic. She had people beat the shit out of me. I couldn't even get into school, in the school gates. She had people block off the entrances. They used to block me off and beat the crap out of me and everything they did. Do you know what I mean? Like, then if you roll it down to my son was suicidal. Like, if you try and throw himself in front of Lewis's because of bullies. Ruined her. If you have an opportunity.
Hang on, Sarah. What happened to your son?
So he was being bullied to the point that they were kicking the shit out of him. He was in a school and he was, and they were kicking the shit out of him. They were genuinely, the principal, and I won't name the school, but she doesn't give a shit. She allows them to do it. She doesn't care what evidence they have. Even when the teachers had seen it at one stage, they didn't give a crap. He was suicidal. He genuinely, he used to tell us he was going Pokemon hunting. Do you remember that game on the phone?
Yeah, I do.
He used to tell us that he was going to do that. He wasn't, he was trying to throw himself in front of Lewis's.
What?
I think something happened. There was something on TV and I looked at the two kids and I was like, you were there. There was a soap or something with bullying going on. And I remember looking at the two of them saying, you have never felt like that, have you? And my daughter straight away was like, no. He didn't open his mouth. With that, I rushed him straight to the hospital, out to Tala Hospital, and all came out then. And even to this day, I still worry sick about him when I know his mood is low. And he's 19 now and I still know there's effects of it. Same with myself.
So going back to your experience then, you experienced horrific bullying. You left school early.
Didn't get me leaving cert. Had to go back as an adult to do my leaving cert. And I probably would have done okay if that hadn't have been happening. Not that I'm a genius or anything, but would have at least had the certificate.
And do you think, obviously, the person that bullied you, the one particular girl that bullied you, is obviously a psychopath?
No, it was a group. She had her cronies. Like, she had, you know, her little friends. She was good at turning the tail. This is the thing. Bullies don't just work one-on-one. They have a pack thing. It's nearly like pack animals. They stick together and,
but
you know,
the question
like
I'm going to ask you is that you're out of school how many years now? Probably 15 years, 10 years?
I don't know. I'm 37 now.
Okay, but do you think that, say, that one particular one that tried to add you on social media, do you think it's possible that she's a different person now? Like,
nope. And that I know for a fact she's not.
Oh, really?
That she is not.
So,
she's full of plastic fillers. That's the only difference in her now.
Okay, so Becky sees this woman who made her life hell as a teenager. She sees her on social media being a hunzo, helping students.
Fake fucking Egypt. I would ruin her. I'd ruin her.
Jeremy was saying, you know, pop around, meet her, go for coffee, have the chat.
Sorry, I didn't say go for coffee.
Come here and I tell you, I'd punch the head off her if I got into the... If I'd lose my guard of betting. I would, if I come into contact with my bully. I would. I swear to God, I would lose my guard of betting. I wouldn't be able to walk anymore. Honest to God, I wouldn't be able to hold back because it. I'm telling you, it really destroys. It's like, hey,
okay, so I was, and like I said, it's something that never leaves you.
It's always with you.
But Jeremy, okay,
I'm not just any bullies agent here.
I know you're not. I didn't say you were.
It does sound like you kind of are, Jeremy. And I'm going to tell you something. It's kind of like a cheater. Doesn't ever change. If someone cheat is a cheater, they're a cheater for life. They're never going to change.
But Sarah,
it's the same for a bully.
But Sarah, as you said, myself and Adrian get bullied. I get bullied more now as an adult than I did as a kid.
The difference between the I know you had the one situation with your one that was stalking you.
She was a psychopath.
Well, there is psychos out there, but you're not getting the shit kicked out of you when you're not being to the point that you're like, are you going home genuinely worried about something happening to you and your kids? Like,
no.
Are you actually?
And I tell you one thing, Sarah. If my child ended up in the situation that your son did, which is absolutely gives me shivers, I swear I would do time. And I know some
Jeremy,
people say
I'm going to say something that you might not like because you know that I know things personal thing there. Get ready for it, because it's going to happen. 99% of kids get bullied, especially in that area.
Jeremy, what do you think Becky should do?
Maybe I'm completely stupid here, lads. I would have thought that bullying is not... Like, when I was in school...
Not tolerated is a load of nonsense.
Really?
This was only a few years with my son. This all happened in first year. He's in sixth year now.
By the way, and Jeremy, you're very naive.
The amount of complaints that goes in about her, even by the teachers, they don't care. They don't want to know about it. They don't give a crap.
My own daughter
is only after leaving the school because of bullying. She literally only started a new school out where we've moved to. She physically only just left another school over bullying. I'm telling you, it's
rampant. It's as rampant as ever.
And social media makes it worse. There was a group chat made of my daughter and stuff where they were all just slagging her off, and then the editor came over so she could see what they were saying.
I want to go back because a lot of people have picked up on what you were saying earlier. What do you think Becky should do? You said don't ruin her career. What you said.
Do you know this girl, Jeremy, personally?
The
comment made there that your little Nevo, whoever that is, if it's the person I'm thinking of, is one of your mates, she's bullying herself.
I just happen to know, and we can't... I know the school... Now, the school doesn't exist anymore. I know the school that this happened. By the way, this happened, 20 odd years ago or something?
No, 15 years ago.
All I'm saying is...
It's the same time as me. It's around the same time as me. So I wonder if my school's even still around.
Well, but don't mention your school.
Where was it? Southside? Northside?
Yeah,
Southside
of Dublin. Yeah.
Southside Dublin.
Anyway, Jeremy, again, I want to ask you, what do you think Becky should do?
I think she should contact her, definitely, and say
what?
I'm back living in Ireland. Do you remember that you made my childhood absolutely...
And she writes back, sorry about that, bye-bye.
And she could say, I was an absolute see you next Tuesday back down. And I mean, from what I believe about bullying, from what I understand, girls are actually worse.
Yep.
I've only ever had one bully that apologised to me. It was a bloke from school, and he used to join in, not hit me now, but he used to join in with the taunting and stuff. And a couple of years ago, it would have been about 9-10 years ago, he apologised to me, he was tweeting me, and he apologised to me. And he said he used to do it because he fancied me, but with girls, different kettle of fish. I'm telling you now, they never change. They're still the same. They don't ever change. They're evil from the core. It's learned behaviour from the parents. It never changes.
Okay, so Jeremy was saying earlier, don't ruin her career. Don't call her out. Go and meet her. Have the chats with her.
I didn't say again.
What are you saying?
I'm saying find out if she's remorseful for her, and if she is remorseful...
Okay.
Oh, beg her for her. Sorry.
No,
Let's just say this is little Luke. Let's just forward now 15 years with little Luke, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Would you like little Luke there to message his bully when he's an adult and say, do you remember you made my life hell? Can we meet up and have a chat? Honestly, would you prefer him to get his own little revenge and destroy that little bollock?
That's a good question.
Because I tell you,
And that's exactly what Sarah is saying, destroy her.
But
you're talking about destroying her social media content.
Yeah, she's not destroying it. But she could. Would you lose your job over that? I don't know.
Well, because you were a bully as a kid? No, probably not.
You have to contact me, I'll help her do it.
And come here, without mentioning names and circles, you don't end up in court over you. But that gang that bullied you, okay, so say there was four or five in that gang, do any of them have jobs now that you could literally ruin them by going on social media and saying...
No, they're all little Dell boys and doll heads.
Oh, really? Okay, so none of them have made good with their life.
No, they're all little puffer fish with their lips blown up and stuff.
Can I just say to you then, Sarah, you've got the, and you don't even realise, you've got the ultimate revenge because you're doing better in your life now than they are because they're sitting on their fat arses on the dole and you've made something of your life. So in the end, you've actually...
No, it doesn't work that way because if I was given an opportunity, I'd slaughter them. I'd slaughter them like lambs. I would destroy them. If I found out that any of them had jobs they needed to be vetted for, I would destroy them.
Sarah, stay there for 1 second, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you, lad?
So Sarah is saying, destroy this woman. Go on social media, do a call-out video and tag her in it and let people know that she's not the little angel that she portrays herself as a wonderful teacher and everything else.
I don't disagree with her, yeah. Show people the true colours and let them make their own mind up. There's no guarantee she'd get sacked, but at least I, it was me, I'd sleep easy at night knowing, know what, I said my piece about her, let people make up their own minds about it.
Okay, so Jeremy was saying earlier on, don't destroy her career, don't destroy what she does on social media. Now, I have to say, we've looked through...
But it's okay for someone to ruin your life when you were a teenager. I know people are like, oh, it was 15 years ago. That shit stays with you. It doesn't leave you. So why should they get to have a great old life and you were there trying to pick up the pieces of yourself?
So do you think she should start commenting on some of her videos?
Yes, yeah, I say start showing her true colours, let people make their own mind up about her.
And what, do a video saying that this teacher who does these lovely videos, and by the way, I've looked at her videos and some of the videos are good, but if you are looking at the videos and she's talking to parents and she's talking to teenagers, but if she bullied you, you would be sick to the pit of your stomach to see
how hypocrite she is.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're judging, and I take it from she's about 38, early 40s, you're judging a 40-year-old woman on stuff that she did when she was 16 and 17.
That she shouldn't know, that she well known right from wrong from.
I don't know, do kids...
16, 17, you're well known right from wrong.
Jeremy, does somebody who... commits a crime at 16 or 17.
Are you telling me a 16 or 17-year-old doesn't know what they're doing, bullying? Yeah, are you telling me that?
And, because I know we've spoken about this before, and you think it's outrageous that a juvenile gets convicted of a serious crime and gets to wipe it off their record when they're 18.
No, guys, you know what...
it never happened.
No, you know what pops into my head regularly? I'll put this to all you, to Sarah, Jess, and yourself, Adrian, and everybody listens to this. Every now and then, that girl Nicole Fox pops into my head.
I was only speaking to her mother this morning.
Yeah, she pops into my head regularly, and I think about her quite a bit and what happened and what a waste of a life she was. She was taken so young because of the bullies that bullied her. I can't remember how many were in that group.
She was trolled within an inch of her life.
Yeah, literally within an inch of her life. And I think to myself, the people who bullied. Nicole, who bullied her, are walking among us now.
Mm-hmm.
They could be, one of them could be a teacher, because they'd be all out of school now at this stage. One of them could be serving in a restaurant. One of them could be cabin crew on a flight you're on. And I often wonder what's going on in their head at the moment.
After Coco passed away, after the law was passed in her name.
Yeah.
Do they care? Well, nobody was ever, and this is part of the reason that her mother campaigned for Coco's Law to be brought in, because
know who they are.
Nobody was ever brought to justice.
Absolute bitches.
And Coco's Law would now enable the Gardaí to prosecute somebody like people like that, because it's now illegal to do what they were doing, but it wasn't at the time.
Yeah.
And those young women, as they will be now, are literally got away with that young woman's tragic death.
But my point
which
is...
Which they were instrumental in.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm wondering what goes on in their minds now. Do they wake up every day and do they think of Nicole?
I hope they do.
I really hope they do as well.
I hope they do.
And have they learned from... By the way, it's a very, very costly lesson because a life was taken. But have they learned from their lessons? Do they look back and... See, I can't relate to this because I wasn't a bully in school. But I'm wondering, do bullies ever realise the wrong that they did? And obviously, Sarah, in your case, they don't, because according to you, they're still yokes absolutely...
Well, I had one that did apologise, but that was just because he was trying to get stuck into me.
And
but he did apologise. He did. I'll give it to him. He did apologise.
And what did he say? What did he say? He obviously acknowledged...
I'd say I still have the messages in my Twitter. He said, like, I was so mean to you in school and all. Like, I'm so sorry, like, the way I joined in and all. And, like, I'm really sorry. I only did it because I liked you. And I was like, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Did you accept the apology?
I did, yeah, and then I was going to set him up because he was married at the time.
Oh, really?
I think there's revenge. I was going to do it. In fact, I think I may have done it.
Even though he wasn't the ringleader, but because he did nothing as well, because he didn't...
He just sat by.
And he just joined in and just slagged me constantly, daily, like...
All right, Sarah, stay there for a second. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Glenn has been in touch with us.
How's it going, everyone? Hope everyone's well. Listen, I honestly think this girl needs to move on. What happened as a teenager and as a young girl stays as a young girl. You know what I mean? I honestly think people who hold on to these grudges until they're in their late adulthoods really need to reflect. I'm not saying you had to forgive this girl. I'm not saying you had to have any type of social relationship with her. But what I do say is trying to purposely harm other people's careers or damage their personal growth, that's an unmute thing. Like, I know Adrian's had horrible bullying experiences and he still gets a bit of anxiety when he thinks about the trap or sees the trap. But at the end of the day, this is not about her seeing her every day. I think this is more about her being jealous about this person's growth. And because they were horrible as a teenager, they should be happy as an adult.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
So Becky is the lady who's been in touch with us. She discovered that her childhood bully, the girl who made her life an absolute misery as a teenager, is now a secondary school teacher who's a bit of a social media influencer in terms of what she does online, giving advice to parents and to teenagers about everything and anything to do with school. And she's developing a growing following. Becky sees this woman on social media and feels sick to the pit of her stomach because she portrays herself as holier than thou. And I'm here to help and advise you on the difficult chore of getting through secondary school. And you can understand how Becky
kicking the teeth.
But you think she should just meet her and have a chat and see?
No, I didn't say meet her. I didn't say meet
her. Did.
I got a message a couple of years ago from my bully. Remember your man that messaged me? Yeah, it wasn't bad bullying. It was only for a couple of weeks. But messages asked me, was I going to go to the school reunion? I just ignored him. I just think she needs to think about the possibility of ruin. Now, you're saying that she's not going to lose her job as a school teacher.
No, she probably won't.
Well, would you want your kids being taught by...
That's the question. Yeah. But you're saying that, no, don't call her out. Don't ruin her life. Don't ruin her career.
I'm saying message her first. That's all I said.
To say what, though? How are you? You bullied me as a kid. Oh, sorry about that. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How's it going, Matt?
Now, Sean, what did you want to say on this?
I'm going to be blunt about this, but I would make her life a living hell. If you can do that when you're 16, 17, 18, like there's lads getting bullied who are in 6th year, 18, 19-year-olds, and they can still do it. If you can do that up until you're an adult, I believe you can do it as an adult. My life was made a living hell when I was in secondary school. I had group chats made about me. I had a group get a girl to try and say that I did stuff to her, which half the town believed. I had people coming after me over stuff that never happened. Went to the guards about it. They did not care. And one of the lads from this group...
So sorry, you reported to the guards what was happening to you and the accusations that were being made against you?
Yeah, and they just... They didn't do anything. They took details. They took my name. Never heard anything else from them.
That's dreadful. That's dreadful. But this gang bullying you were making all sorts of shite up about you. You said the whole town knew about it. That must have been absolute hell.
It was bad. Like, I was in a fairly big friend group at the time. I think after this started, all except two of them believed it and stopped talking to me completely. So I had barely any mates. I was sat at home. I left school eventually. Like, I dropped out because I was not able to do well in my leaving cert or any of my exams because this was eating me alive.
That is unbelievable.
No matter where I went, I had people looking at me, people saying stuff to me. And one of these lads, actually, a couple of years ago, came up to me in a coffee shop and tried to be all friendly with me. How are you, Sean? Do you remember me? We went to school together. And I just turned around and said it to him. And I went, yeah, I remember how much of a dickhead you were to me. Sorry for my language.
No, that's okay. And that's understandable. And what did he say?
And he completely ignored it. He went, yeah, I hope you're well, and walked away. And there was an elderly enough couple sat on the table beside me, and they turned around to me and said, good on you, like, not, you know, don't be friendly with them just because they're older now. We sat there for ages talking about it, and they were like, that's the right thing to do. Obviously, loads of people wouldn't have said anything. They'd be, you know, I know people who have had their bullies come up to them, and they've been friendly with them.
But you couldn't. You couldn't do that. You couldn't forget. You couldn't forgive. You had to say something.
I had to. I wouldn't have been able to have a conversation with him, like, because he was so bad to me growing up. Like, I'm not going to just forget about it.
And I'm listening to you, Sean, and I can still hear a pain in your voice.
It's a hard time to remember. It was bad, you know, like, it was hard on my mother. She went to the guards more than once about it. I was in a very dark place at the time, as you can imagine, like, scared to leave my house because all the people my age in the town believed I did something that absolutely never happened, until the girl eventually, it took about a year, until eventually she seen how bad it got and came out and said none of it was true and exposed all the group that were doing it.
And that obviously started to put an end to it then, did it?
It did, but the group still obviously, the group hated me for ages over. I haven't spoken to any of them since. But because the girl seen how bad it was for me and she came out and said it, so all of a sudden, everyone that they had turned against me was turned against them.
Which is great. That eventually happened. Sorry, what were you saying there?
So obviously, they hated me over that and they would, you know, they would still keep trying to do all this stuff, you know, they'd try come after me and all. They never really got anywhere after that. Like, sort of after that, when I sort of knew, everyone knew that none of it was true, they would be sending me, like, all sorts of threats. But because of the fact that I knew everybody was against them, I had so many people messaging me, apologising and all that stuff. I had some mates that I just couldn't take back after, you know, they apologised and said, we're sorry for believing it and all this, but, like, some of it I just couldn't.
So let me ask you then, let me go back to Becky's story. So she's in Australia for 10 years, she comes home to Ireland, and she sees that the girl who made her life a misery as a teenager is now a secondary school teacher and putting out this image of her being the most caring, loving individual, there to help parents, to help students, to navigate secondary school life. And like I said, some of the videos that she has online are quite good, but if she was the one that picked on you when you were a kid, as a teenager, like Becky, you would feel sick to your stomach. You really would.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'd call her out on it. Even if she'd end up deleting the comments anyway, but she'd see it, as long as she sees it and gets the idea, you know, hopefully it brings her back, makes her think about it. Like,
okay, so even if it destroys what she's doing on social media because people turn against her, that's her problem really, is it?
That's her. She did it. Like, when you're that age, you know better. You know what you're doing. What comes next is her own fault. Like, if she gets called out, it's her own fault.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, but you do think that she should call her out? She should record a video or start commenting on her videos?
Absolutely.
Stay there for a second, Sean. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You think Becky should leave this in the past?
Yeah, because I was bullied in secondary school, and do you think I'm chasing my bullies? Absolutely not.
Well, she's not chasing anybody, but she just happens to have seen this girl with this wonderful social media presence and portraying an image of a holier-than-thou woman now.
Why don't you just leave it the way it is? Like, you know, good for her. Like, I'd be kind of thinking to myself, well, good for you, then get on with your life.
But she made Becky's life an absolute misery for 5-6 years in school. And now she's on social media advising parents on how to talk to your children if you think they're being bullied, and how to understand and communicate with the school and all this bullshit, because she was that person doing it 15 years ago.
Well, maybe she has matured now.
Like, well, no, obviously she's matured. Yes, I agree, she has matured. But so does that mean that once you've grown up, once you turn 18, you forget everything that happened to you as a teenager and just leave it there?
Well, not everything, but you just get over it eventually, because, like, if you think about it, you're just going to do yourself harm. Like, and that's going to do Becky a favor if she's going to leave it like that. She's going to do herself a favor and her a favor. Just leave the situation altogether.
Well, there you are, Sean. Leave the past in the past and let this other woman, this teacher, get on with her life.
No, absolutely not. Just because, like...
Why?
If you think about it, it still makes Becky's life. She still remembers it. She still remembers the pain she was put through. It's still better.
Sean, it's not going to fix anything. It's not going to fix her broken memories. It's like exposing her. Tell me what's going to fix it. Tell me what's going
to
fix it.
Well, if she's going around telling people, you know, talking about how to deal with bullying, how to support your children, all this, when she could do it as a teenager, she's clearly not in the right job. Like, she gets social media following from it, but she was still able to bully someone growing up. And
well, maybe
I think she deserves to hear about how bad it affected Becky to the point where she still remembers it and it still eats at her and she still gets upset at it. She deserves to know that, because I bet you half of the stuff she did, she does not remember and she's moved on from it. But Becky hasn't, so she doesn't deserve to be able to.
And Ed, the point being that the pain of what happens to you as a teenager when you're being bullied in that way, it does never leave you. So you have to understand how she...
It does never leave you. I know that because I've experienced it myself. I was called on Messenger by one of the students and told that my brother got arrested. So, like, it does never leave you. I still remember that. But I do move on with my life and forget about it.
And that's fine if you're able to do that. Some people aren't able to forget about it.
I mean, I'm quite a sensitive person. Like, so if you can't forget about it, then do therapy.
Go to therapy rather than calling out the person who actually bullied you.
Yes, because, like, what's calling out is going to do? Answer my question, guys.
Well, Sean, what is calling her out going to do? He believes that this lady should go to therapy if she can't get over it.
If you call her out, it shows people what she was able to do growing up. What I'm trying to say is, if you can do that when you're 17, 18, like, you're basically an adult. It's not the same as doing it in primary school when you're being led by a group. When you're 17, 18, you know very well what you're doing. So calling her out, it will show her.
Is this a mature way of doing it? Because if you call her out, you most likely are going to get called out yourself. Think about this as well, because we know what social media is like these days. People would want to hear a different side of the story. Then she will see it, and then she would might make the situation worse.
She gets called out. Like,
What happened if she sees it, actually?
Then, like, she knows what's happening. Like, think about it, really. Like, say your bullies, for example, if they came up to you in public and tried to be all friendly with you, would you stand there and have a conversation with them?
No, but, like, I wouldn't call them out because, like, look, again.
You just heard Sean describe, maybe you didn't, but Sean described how one of his bullies tried to be friendly to him and Sean turned around and said, "Do you realise what an absolute prick you were to me as teenagers?" And your man just turned around and walked away. Now, was he wrong to call him out over it? Was he wrong to say, "You made my life a misery"?
No. But calling him out straight in the face and calling him out on social media are two completely different things.
Are they, Sean?
They are, but I still can call her out on social media. She deserves to know how much of a hell she made Becky's life.
Remember, Ed, that the stuff she's doing on social media is school-related, is advice for parents, advice for teenagers on navigating secondary school. One of her videos is actually about bullying. And you have to understand how this makes Becky feel.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I would...
It's not that I don't understand it. It's not that, like, the thing is, like, she's probably grown up. She realized what she's done. So... She probably regrets it now.
Okay, stay there, both of you, for 1 second. Our number is 0858252626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Craig sent us this message. This was aimed at Sarah, who was on earlier on. She's not on the line now.
Look, I think Adrian is completely over the top here. I can understand being bullied must be absolutely horrible. I can understand that, and it's never leave. Yeah, fair enough. When someone's an adult and they're changed their ways, I don't see what's the point in coming back and calling about this. That maybe they have changed. Maybe they are now realising that what they did in the past was shitty and horrible, and now they want to speak up against bullying and they want to give advice against bullying because they are a bully. Someone who's a bully knows what it's like to bully someone, so they can look through the eyes of a bully with it. There's no need years and years later to come back when they're adults and out her social media and ruin her social media presence. That is just two wrongs don't make a right, and that would be wrong if the other person did that. I'm not saying grow up and move on by any means, but I'm just saying move on. You know, there's no point, like, two wrongs don't make a right, like I said, and there's absolutely no point calling this person out and being like a child over it and being like, well, you would be like a bully yourself if you try to ruin someone's social media presence and nearly try to ruin their life in it and call them out for what it is. You know, just move on with it, I suppose, is the best thing. Cheers, lads.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, a lot of messages coming in. This message from Darren might annoy some of you.
I'm kind of with Jeremy on this. Becky sounds like she's jealous. She sees that her bully has all these followers and inverted commas and influencer, and she's jealous and she wants to take it down off her perch. That's all that is.
Darren, I think the issue isn't so much that she's jealous, that she feels sick that this woman is giving advice as a holier-than-thou teacher to kids and to parents about all sorts of subjects. But one of them, one of the videos that I saw, and there could be more, one of the videos that I saw was her talking to parents about how to console your child if your child is being bullied in school. Now, it was a, by the way, it was a powerful, it was a powerful video.
Can I just
until
say
you until you hear the background that this teacher was a little here. I'm not naming her. Was a little bitch when she was a teenager and made Becky's life hell.
Can I also say, Darren?
The context is the issue.
Darren saying I agree with Jeremy. Sorry, I did not say that for one moment. Don't be putting words in my mouth. I did not say at any stage that this woman is jealous of your woman's social media followers. I don't think Becky is jealous in any way. She's just, as Adrian says, she's triggered by the fact that this woman is putting across a holier-than-thou attitude on social media and forgetting what she was like.
Like, the video I saw, and obviously it...
Sorry, can you read out that message there? Because she can't... We tried to get her on, she won't come on.
Okay, sorry, yeah. The lads, don't ring me, I'm in work, but I'm friends with Becky only on social media. I didn't know anything about this, but I know exactly who she is talking about. And I've just messaged her on her Instagram to say how disgusted I am that she was such a bully in school. I also unfollowed her. I'm disgusted. Tell Becky she has my full support. So that lady knows exactly who we're talking about, knows exactly the story that as Becky told it.
Yep.
And she's after calling her out. She's after cancelling her. So should more people do it? Should Becky do it herself? Edward, you're saying absolutely not. Leave the past in the past.
Yes, and I agree the point that Craig was. I agree with the point that Craig was making there. You're going to be the bully yourself if you're going to call them out.
Are you? Yes. You're going to be the bully yourself?
Yes, two wrongs don't make a right. Craig is spot on. I agree with him there.
Okay, so this lady, Becky, needs to leave the past in the past.
Yeah, because, again, two wrongs don't make a right. If you do, if you expose her, again, she's going to see it. She's going to go pissed off and all that kind of thing. So, like, it's not gonna fix the situation. If you want to get over it, go to therapy.
Yeah, would you say that straight to Becky's face?
Yes.
Get over yourself and go to therapy.
Well, no, sorry, in fairness, that's not bad advice. People that are bullied probably should go to therapy to deal with the trauma.
Yes,
of being...
Exactly.
Okay, but what he's trying to say, and I'm not necessarily agreeing with him, I guess what you're trying to say, Edward, is it won't solve, it won't take away the bullying if she's exposed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good to talk to you, Ed. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in.
By the way, can I just say, lads, when you look at the amount of bullying that went on in schools in the 70s and 80s, and the
still 90s, does,
and
by
still
the
does,
way.
Yeah. So you think about it. In every walk of life, the chances are you work with people who are bullies in school. There's a chance that your manager might have been a bully. In fact, we once had a manager who was
a bully in work.
Yeah, and was obviously a bully in school as well. Would you say so?
100%, yeah.
Because if you're a bully in school, you probably end up being a bully. And we didn't stand up to him.
No, that's true.
And we should have. So... here's the thing, people who are your friends could have been bullies back in school, people, work colleagues, you know, people who look after you every day of the week, you don't know who is a bully, but we can only hope that people have moved on and that they've matured and that they've realised. And again, going back to the people who bullied Coco to the point that she felt life wasn't worth living anymore. I hope to God they have nightmares every night.
So do I.
I hope their life is a misery. And I was delighted to hear Sarah on earlier on saying that her bullies are literally wasters. They've made nothing out of their life.
And you would hope the same of the bullies who bullied... Coco, Nicole.
I think that's the best karma and that's the best revenge you can get, that you didn't have to do anything, but their life is miserable.
Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note.
Very interesting topic, and the responses are quite revealing too. They illustrate the cancel culture kind of name and shame society that we exist in now. And I suppose I would urge a wee bit of caution with the person here, because I don't know what the end game is. Because if it's just to destroy this person, sure, you're creating more of the same. Because it's not just the teacher that you could be destroying. There's family, there's associates, there's the pupils themselves. It creates an awful lot of conflict. But at the same time, I recognise that the hypocrisy must be driving the person mad, because you've got this one who bullied as a kid, and now she's built a public identity, you know, around values that she didn't exercise through her behaviour as a teenager. So that would wreck your head. But I think to properly address this, I think you should just talk to the person, you know, send them a message, get in touch with them privately and go, hold on a sec. You know exactly what you were doing when we were kids. How can you just proclaim to be this holier than thou, wonderful human being when you never made amends for what you did to me? And you'll know by their response what to do next. Always lead with a few questions to disarm the situation and maybe give them an opportunity to take responsibility for what they did to you. You know, that's what I would say anyway, suggest, but sure, that's not the culture we live in now, and unfortunately.
All right, James, thanks very much indeed for your message.
He does make a point there. We're talking about cancel culture here. You've always been against cancel culture because people have tried to get us cancelled loads of times.
Before we go, we have the mugs are back. Reusable travel mugs. The Opinions Matter reusable travel mugs are back.
Before we mention those, and I'm sorry, but this is literally just coming in. And I'm just checking, as we record this live, I'm just checking this to see if it's true, because we're after getting two messages on our Facebook page about this. And please, if you are commenting on this podcast on social media, please do not name
the school. Or name the individual.
Just don't name anybody. Don't name anybody. But I've just been asked to check this, and I'm checking it now. Because two different people who know the people involved in this are claiming, yeah, they're actually right. She's removed her Instagram account.
Oh, really?
You cannot find her on Instagram now.
Oh.
But sorry, look, if you do the search, hang on a sec. So I'm just doing the search here, and look what comes up.
Oh, interesting. I wonder, is that after that other message?
Is that us blocked, or does it... No, not sure. I wasn't following the person, so...
Anyway, let's give away an Opinions Matter travel mug.
That speaks volumes.
It does, it certainly does. Okay, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug. We're going to be giving away lots of these this week. What's our question today?
It's not really related to the topic, but it's a question about Bully. Bully was a character on which TV game show?
And it's back as well.
It is. Shh, don't give it away.
It's back as well.
So Bully, he used to come on, he used to go,
If you know what television show that is, and here's how you...
There's somebody making light of the bullying topic. It's just, it's related to us. So.
Okay, here's how you enter the competition. You send us a WhatsApp voice note only.
Has to be a voice note. Anything else doesn't get entered.
A WhatsApp voice note with your name and the answer to the question. Okay, your name and the answer to the question on a WhatsApp voice note, and we'll put you in the draw for an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug. These are, everyone wants them, everybody wants them. Everywhere I go, I'm being asked for one of these. So if
that
you would
may,
like to win
may
one...
or may not have happened.
It absolutely did. If you would like to win one, answer that question again.
Bully was a character on which TV quiz show?
Which is now back on TV. There you go. If you know the answer, send us a WhatsApp to WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626 with your name and the answer, and we'll announce the winner on the next episode. Talk to you then.